will bless you today. And thank God somebody wants to hear about Jesus and his word. And I've got something to share with you. I'm in the book of Revelation. Here it is, the end of the year, last book of the Bible, but not the least book of the Bible. I want to look at chapter 2 of Revelation. It says, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for thy name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent." We're going to stop right there, and we're going to look at a condition. Jesus did bless them for their good works. Thank God. But yet he had something against them. It proves of instruction, way of life. Everybody always can do better. They had a serious problem. They had left something. They had lost the love of God, their love, their first love, this essence love, this important love. The relationship had grown cold. How did the relationship grow cold? Well, I can't answer that perfectly, but I have experience on how relationships grow cold. It's called neglect. It's called neglect. The wickedness of neglect, neglecting to read God's word, neglecting to do the things God said to do. It's amazing how quick and how hard the heart gets. Scripture says to exhort one another daily, lest you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin's deceitful power will harden the heart, and love will grow cold. Oh, you know, you think of a mother's love, the greatest love you know in natural form. But even the scripture says, can a mother forget her child? And he says, oh, yes, he can, but God never forgets. His love never grows cold. It's always fervent and standing there. But he has somewhat against them because they had left their first love. Wake up, he's telling them. Get back. Get your love tuned up. Begin to seek me again. Begin to remember how sinful you were and how great my salvation is. Remember how lost you were and how I found you, how dark it was and how now the light shineth. He said, remember from whence thou art fallen. Think of what great heights they had fallen. What had they been entangled with? What sins? What things? What objects? The love of the world. The love of pleasing men, you know, the eye service, the men pleasing, the distractions, the cares of life that had choked the word, and now they were being unfruitful. He said, remember from when you're fallen, what height you fell from, how severe this is. You're fallen, you know, when you fall, it's generally injurious. And repent, turn around, change your mind, get it right. Show me your sorrow. And do the first works. You know, just getting back to just square one. You know, sometimes I can't tell you how many times in my Christian life I didn't try to dissect it. Did I lose my salvation? What happened in this incident, this sin I fell into, or this coldness, this hardness, this strife? I just got back on my face and I sought the Lord till I know I had peace back. Call that the first works as you will. Some folks would say you got to do a bunch of other stuff. I'm just telling you, breaking the heart. Amos tells us to sow to yourselves in righteousness and break up your fallow ground. that verse in Joel says to rend your heart and not your garment. So he gave them a consequence if their repentance was not authentic. And he says, I will come and remove thy candlestick. That means this church will no longer exist. So he said, if you have an ear, hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I give to eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. Wow. Can you imagine being in the Garden of Eden type setting again, and yay, even better, and being able to eat all you want of that eternal life tree? Wow. No consequences anymore. The peace of God, the presence of God, the glory of God. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's be overcomers. God bless you today.